This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 17th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance scheduled to offer his acceptance speech tonight at the GOP National Convention. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has nothing but praise for Donald Trump's choice as a running mate.
I'm really excited about this. And, of course, J.D. coming from Ohio, he is well aware of agricultural issues as well. So I think this bodes well for our farmers and ranchers.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you've worked with him in Congress on agricultural issues?
Yeah, well, a lot of different issues. He's not on the Ag Committee, but, of course, he has a lot of ag interests coming from Ohio. He's going to be a great vice president.
Arkansas Senator John Bozeman says he likes what he's learned about the young Ohio senator.
I got really interested in him after he wrote his book, Hillbilly Elegy, and I think he described the plight of rural America, in a good, very enlightened way. So I think he's very capable. He's, he was in the military. He was a businessman. He was a great student. So he's done well at everything he's done. I think he will be somebody that will work very closely with the president and can, really help out as in the transition and just in government in general.
As ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee, Bozeman says he looks forward to mentoring Vance on specific ag issues.
We've had several conversations. He's always been very supportive. So I will sit down in the very near future and talk to him specifically about some of the ag policy that we're trying to get done. I've done that in general, and again, he's been very supportive. So I think he's a great addition to President Trump's ag team.
Both former President Trump and Vance seem to favor the use of tariffs and trade policy. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley doesn't agree, but says such choices for trade call for updated policy to protect farmers.
If we had a strong safety net, that would protect farmers. But a safety net doesn't guarantee farmers a profit. I might disagree with them on that point because I tried to point out how a third of our production has to be exported. And if it's not exported, it's obviously going to hurt our prices, definitely. So I'm just going to have to disagree with them. But I think that there's a movement in both political parties for sort of protectionism. I think for agriculture it's bad, but just an honest disagreement that we have over policy.
Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty believes a second Trump administration would bring a better outlook for U.S. farmers and ranchers in global markets.
The team that worked on the Phase 1 U.S.-China deal also worked on the U.S.-Japan free trade agreement. I was deeply involved with both teams. And what we saw was the Trump administration basically step up and help support the farmers for the losses and the pain that was incurred there. The feedback that I got, and certainly my sense from everyone I spoke with, is they realized we've got to right the ship here, and we'll find a way to navigate this. But what we have right now is a situation that is not reciprocal and not fair. And where that exists, we gotta fix it.
Hagerty says a GOP-led House and Senate would take action on agency oversight.
Well, the first thing we have to do is bring these agencies that have gotten so far out of their remit to account. And it puts also a great deal of responsibility on the Congress to be a lot more specific about what we do and the authorities that we provide them. But there are, egregious examples right now of agencies coloring way outside the lines, and that's gonna be reined in.
Follow AgriPulse.com for continuing coverage of the Republican National Convention from Milwaukee. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.